This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. After a spike the week of July 11th, initial weekly claims for unemployment have fallen for the third week in a row. CPR's Pablo Chalceta has more.
7,037 Coloradans filed for unemployment benefits in the final week of July. State official Ryan Gedney says it's the first time since mid-March that claims failed to exceed the record weekly high set during 2008's recession.
You know, when we compare it to that period, it does appear that the worst is over. But now we're shifting to a period where how long does this drag out for? How long do we see claims levels that are similar to what we saw in the Great Recession, which at that time was the worst recession we'd seen since the Great Depression?
While the weekly number is dropping, unemployment claims are more than quadruple the number seen at this time last year. I'm Paulo Shasta, CPR News.
41 arts and culture groups in the Denver area are getting emergency funding in response to COVID-19. CPR's Exandra McMahon has more.
More than $1 million in grant money will be split among the organizations to help them during the pandemic. The money for the COVID Arts and Culture Relief Fund comes from local foundations. The state arts agency, Colorado Creative Industries, recently reported a loss of 32,000 jobs between April and July for music, theater, dance, and the visual arts. It also reported an $823 million drop in revenue for those industries. I'm Alexandra McMahon, CPR News.
It is 81 degrees and breezy in Colorado Springs, with a low down to 56 tonight. You are listening to CPR News.